The President's report to Congress on the state of military and political progress in Iraq shows just one improvement since July, the ability of members of Saddam Hussein's Ba'ath Party to hold government jobs. On eight other benchmarks, including equitable law enforcement, reducing sectarian violence, and sharing oil revenue, the White House report finds Iraq's progress unsatisfactory. It judges as satisfactory nine indicators, including the protection of minority political parties and the establishment of joint security stations in Baghdad. Like the July report, this update says it's too soon to assess the two remaining benchmarks, amnesty and a militia disarmament program. In a written statement accompanying the report, White House spokesman Tony Snow says there have been other equally important developments, including passing a budget. President Bush did not address the benchmarks after meeting with Marine lieutenants at a military base in Virginia Friday. Instead, he's focusing on his announcement Thursday evening that he'll bring nearly 6,000 troops home from Iraq by the end of the year.
Now's a chance for us to come together as a nation. As some of us who believe security was paramount, we're on opposite sides of a debate where people say we just simply need to bring our troops home. Well, now we've got security in the right direction, and we are bringing our troops home.
The president's plan would leave about 130,000 Americans in Iraq by the middle of 2008. Earlier this year, opposition Democrats failed to gain enough votes in the Senate to force the president to set a timetable for troop withdrawal, largely because enough members of the president's own political party felt his plan needed more time to work. Democrats now hope to convince enough Republicans to join them in votes next week, limiting the mission of U.S. troops to training Iraqi forces, protecting U.S. personnel, and hunting terrorists. Rhode Island Senator Jack Reed says the president is failing to provide either a plan to successfully end the war or a convincing rationale to continue it.
Last evening, the president did not set out a new course for Iraq. What he did was accept the reality of our limited military force structure, the number of soldiers and Marines we have on duty.
A public opinion poll by the Associated Press this week shows nearly two-thirds of Americans disapprove of the president's handling of the war. Mr. Bush says he's asked military commanders to report back to Congress next March about what troop levels might then be needed to maintain security in Iraq. Scott Stearns, VOA News at the White House.